Hello friends, we start with chapter 6 on social media marketing. Overall, we are learning a subject of internet marketing. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this session for you. Let's have the set agenda for ourselves. What are we going to study? So we'll start with these basic statistics of the social media, why social media, benefits, social media marketing for small business startups, etc., which is a need of an hour. How to get started, how to choose right social media, how to measure the performance. So like in the content marketing, almost similar aspects are there out here. And social media KPI, so that is for assessing your ROI. So that is the agenda with which we start. Social media, as the name suggests, it's a confluence. It's the place where people come together. People from all caste, creed and color come together. And when they come together, it's like a social, it's like a media where social interaction take place. People will tell about, I am visiting here. People will update his gyming schedule. People will share his thoughts. People will comment about election results, or people will comment about Chandrayaan success 3. They will share their appreciation for Indian women, for Asian Cups, brilliance, etc. We just concluded. Now, that's where the brand has an opportunity. Brand cannot remain aloof where there are people. You know, where if there are people are confluencing at one place, brand has to be there. So with that, creating, sharing, being there, creating, engaging people with your brand, etc., becomes a powerful tool for the brand to create awareness, create excitement around your brand, engagement, etc. So that's where what we know about the social media is create your content, create your digital property, but use social media as a channel. Release your news about what you have done differently, or release your news in a way that what's in it for customer. And when larger people of right audience will see that, they will want to come to your digital property. So with that, it requires, however, again, a very structured approach to your social media marketing. Social media businesses are platforms like, so when you say it, when you say social media, what does it cover? So there are platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, some of you may know, etc. Here, each platform have its own versatility, uniqueness. Brand can decide which one to tap, which one not to tap. So we get into this social marketing this thing is just not about ad development. It's not just about being there and keep releasing your content, etc. It is like more than that. It is a two-way channel. When you release something, customer will comment upon, customer will criticize it, customer will appreciate it, customer will post queries. All needs to be attended. Customer will repost it, etc. So you need to thank him, etc. So it's like an engagement that you create. So with that as a basic understanding of social media, we get into some of the popular social media platforms. The most popular is, or say that among the most popular is a Facebook with kind of 2.9 billion monthly users. Now you create page, you create groups, you create your own advertisements using their ad creative tool, etc. So this one takes you directly to the end customer. Therefore, it is B2C medium, business to consumer, people to people, one person to the masses, etc. Instagram, known for his photo and video generation based interaction. Again, it's again a B2C. It directly takes you to the customer. It has reels and it has various features, multiple page views, etc. It pulls out your past history and then suggests you what can you do, etc. Now, as a result, very inspiring, very engaging medium. So can brand remain out of it? And you can garner the kind of people support. You can create your influencer base. You can create your follower base suitable to your business profession, etc. That right you have. So it's again a very relevant one. Twitter, earlier it started with only 160 characters. They have increased now that, but it's one of the fastest, followed by almost 330 million monthly users. And It's therefore both suitable for B2B, business to business communication, or business to direct consumer. News first break on Twitter. So if you have to create a news burst, it generally gets broken on Twitter with the link to your social media platforms, etc. So it's like a very engaging. People have large influencer base following known brands, known personalities, etc. LinkedIn, a professional people community, working professional, working experts, subject matter experts. So that's the platform with almost 800 million monthly users. It's again a very good for creating B2B connect. Authenticity is there of the person present, whatever that skill set that he has written, etc. So you are able to attract right kind of a inquiries and all leads, etc. So that's a power. YouTuber, again, it's a video. Video is the most powerful visuals ever. Today, why films are ever popular? Likewise, in the ad worlds, in the social media world, video-based platforms, like generally most of them is the YouTube, as I know essentially. It's again B2C. It takes you directly to the customer with almost 2.3 billion monthly users. You know, so create small videos, short videos, do-it-yourself video, know about videos, etc., process videos, and put it, people will get into knowing it. But video platform like YouTube, they enable you to monetize it. So there are certain conditions if you fulfill. Advertisers can place the advertisement on your popularly moving stories, video stories, that will help you to monetize, get a revenue. So these are some of the example. There are worldwide, there are many other similar such platforms. Idea is, I have given you the perspective from the Indian market point of view. Others like TikTok, Pinterest, Snapchat, Reddit, they are there in certain parts of the world and popular out there. But we got a gist of various social media platforms. So now we get an overview through a statistical approach. It will throw at you some statistics that will reveal to you the popularity and utility for the business. According to Statista, one of the very powerful statistical compilation association, 230 billion of US dollars on social media spent in 2022, and this number is predicted to rise to $300 billion by 2024, the next year. There are over 4 billion social media users across the world, and they spend about 15% of their daily time on the platforms, various social media platforms. You look at other popular statistics out here. Facebook is the most popular platform with something like 2.9 billion users in 2021. TikTok is growing fastest with 100% rate of growth almost. About 70% of the people in US have an account at least on one social media. In 2023, estimated there will be 4.9 billion social media users worldwide. So it's a phenomenal number. This number is expected to increase to about 5.85 billion by 2027. People use multiple platforms. So I am like myself present on multiple platforms. There are, with an average user being on 7 different ones. So look at the power. This shows why it's important to be on social media. So having got that perspective, let's start with certain more better understanding. Here is a graphical representation that you have, which is monthly active users by social media platform in million numbers, with Facebook being highest with 2.9 million customers, followed by YouTube 2.5, followed by WhatsApp, which is 2 million, Instagram again 2 million, then WeChat and TikTok, etc. But if you see, almost Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp and Instagram is owned by one company, Meta. So you see how they are going to control the future. But not only that, average 15 minutes of the time people spent on per day on social media, in my case I think it is more, TikTok growth rate is 100%, as I told you. The most engaging of the content social media is a short form video, which is TikTok is very popular due to that. And you don't require production setup. That's the power. Same mobile camera, create videos, choose music. They will offer you various effects, what's not, and your video is ready without any other assistance. Short form video, as you say, they are powering ways to capture the attention of 66% of the consumers. They have seen that if various versions are presented, short videos are going to get almost 66% of the attention. The most common way people access social media is mobile. That's the device through which social medias are approached, and majority of the social media approach to that device is, which is a mobile device. 70% only use their phones, while 99% do use tablets or smartphones. Irrespective of this, it's not laptop or a desktop, it's your handheld device which is very powerful. 84% of the people aged 18 to 29 uses at least one social media site. So that's a growing preference towards use of that for your information and remaining on societal connect. Social media usage is typically skewed towards younger generation, so they command a larger number than mid-age and a senior age population. Platforms like Instagram, Facebook and YouTube are the areas where your brands can truly create an engaging connect, develop community and create conversation. So that's the power. Social media advertising can connect your business with huge social media follower base. You not only create your follower, but when you release and this person who floats, circulates or reposts among his circle, there's a multiplier effect. So having seen that, let's get into Instagram as another platform, which is a pictorial picture and multiple picture based or video reel based conversation that you create. Here people are able to express themselves, show their skills. I have seen people who tell us how to set your how to clean your Google Drive, to like sari promotion, to like a makeup artist promoting her skill, homepreneur, bakers, and they are promoting themselves on Instagram, and it's very possible to measure ROI. Even in Facebook, etc., it is possible. Here are the number, that is what it says, that most selling happens in Instagram with highest return on investment. So what you see is Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, what percentage of customer or that inquiry that gets generated for the businessmen come from which sources. So that's the power. So what we want to understand, having seen all these things, why social media marketing is important for business. So that's what now we will start understanding. Digital age, however, is a very crucial shift that is happening across various business. Businessmen cannot remain aloof. So important part is customers are on social media. First and foremost, where do you find accessibility? As we say, the segmentation is done to determine homogeneous group. But having understood who your homogeneous group is, accessibility is the next challenge. Social media solves that. As you can see that so many million users are actively using social media. So accessibility is one point. People use social media to discover. Now, with that search engine power, I am able to do so many searches, the product search near me, recommendation seeking, etc. So with all these things, nobody but the business is going to get benefited. If a business isn't on social media, you are definitely missing out something big, as they say. Competition in the digital space. Now, there are two types of market. Brick and mortar market, which is your normal distribution, conventional distribution, as you say, and digital market. You cannot remain away from the digital market. So you have to have social media as your digital marketplace, where you keep an eye on new product getting introduced, new competition coming in, private labels are coming in. Because of all these things, private labels are coming in. So even popular brands are many times getting hit. So this and many other reasons requires your eye, attention and presence on social media. A third is staying in tune with the trend. Staying in tune with the trend because it's where people launch their product now first. Before it comes on the brick and mortar or your conventional distribution channel, products are first launched on social media, online. Now that will establish the trend that is emerging, the discussions taking place, the blogs are written about. So all those things will give you an idea as to what is changing. Now, if you keep an eye and ear on that, you also can weave in your content marketing strategy to suit your right customer, their need, etc., develop your products and all. So overall, you remain in sync with the trend. Benefits of social media marketing here, like what has been given to you is what does it facilitate, and it is given to you in percentage term. Exposure wise, social media garners for you 92% of the exposure. Does it help website traffic? Yes, almost to the tune of 80%. Developing loyal base, 72%. Audience insight, does it provide insight to your required audience? Yes. Lead generation, 66% of the cases that it helps. SEO, partnership, reduce expenses, etc. These are the way it helps. Partnership, if I have to give you an idea, backlinking and, you know, forward linking vis-a-vis affiliate marketing, etc. All these bloggers and video releasers, they give you link for the product that they are discussing. If you buy from them, they earn commission. So, but the product also benefits because one more unit is made aware of or sold off. So this is what is the benefit of being on the social media. Large audience, that is what we have to understand out here. So friends, we are continuing to study why social media marketing plan. The fourth point is large audience, because social media, the moment you release your communication, reaches across the globe. It cuts across geographical boundary, and it can be seen by people in various nook and corner of the globe. So you have the large audience, that attention you can capture, instant interaction. The moment it gets released, all your followers or all those who have liked your post in the past or subscribed to you will instantly come to know. So they are in a position to read, grab the offer, etc., and create conversations. You have generated a poll, etc., so that response and all call to action can be very quick. Cost efficiency, both production is easy, delivery is easy, rate of acquisition, rate of reaching customer is far more cheaper than the traditional medias like newspaper, television, etc. So what you get is the cost of release, cost of therefore acquisition and retaining customer is far lower. Precise targeting. While you become a member of social media, you must remember you must be feeding so many information: your age, your sex, your likes, dislikes, your address, pin code, and many other information. And not only that, they track all your followings, they track all sites that you visit, they track what you like, what you dislike, what you have reposted. From there, their algorithm has created a profile. Now the advertiser, you know, is in a position to suggest those things to the social media platform to whom your ad message should be shown. So based on demographic, based on increased behavior, you see that therefore it will lead to the micro targeting. Precise targeting is possible. Global reach, I have already told you, the moment it is released worldwide, it spreads. The brand expression, using a content marketing strategy, you create a specific image about your brand, leader, differentiator, what is it, or a pioneer. So those are the opportunities that you are aware. You can create emotional connect because social media are of various nature. Video is there, digital is there. So you, using various things, you can create right nature of brand connect. Drive website traffic. You might have released an offer in the on the festival, say of Diwali, but that is there. Unless the customers do not visit your website, he will not know. But social media, he's practically coming every hour or two. So you create some inquisitive building, or you release a news, and therefore you sure shot, you will be able to increase traffic. It allows you to put button no more, grab the offer, seek quotation, free download, and various such things will help you to get traffic built up. Having done that, the lead generation part is also very facilitated on all this media that you have used, which is whether Facebook, Instagram, or video, YouTube, etc., they enable you various things. At least Facebook and Instagram provides you no more appointment seeking, and various things are now WhatsApp also. So you see that you are able to generate lead. Okay, competitive edge, how distinctly you create your brand, how you project yourself, how you communicate through content, what kind of expertise you demonstrate, you become technology leader, you become category leader, etc. So, and thereby you differentiate yourself. Differentiation is a result, you know, the outcome of that is larger follow-up, preference for your brand will emerge, relationship building. Last but not the least, the relationship matters. Marketing biggest challenge is not getting a new customer, but the another challenge is the retaining, getting share of wallet. Means the same customer should buy more from you, same customer should buy over a longer period, share of life, you know. So lifetime value, as they say. That is possible using social media tool, where you create community, you engage them, and the kind of interaction that you create, kind of support that you provide, kind of listening that you give it to them, they will want to be with your brand on a long-term basis.